Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The presidential campaign is in the headlines every day, and the number one priority is to create jobs. Well, if we're serious, there's one thing the Congress can do that will be a big help. They need to pass legislation to repeal the Jackson-Vanik Amendment. Now, most people have never heard of Jackson-Vanik. It's a relic of the Cold War with the Soviet Union, passed in 1974. It's still on the books to punish the Soviet Union for restricting trade relations. Now, this summer, the Soviet Union will be admitted into the World Trade Organization. It's a done deal. We could see our $10 billion in exports to Russia double to $20 billion in 5 years. And agriculture will get our share of that expansion. However, if we don't get rid of Jackson-Vanik, Russia will likely not lower their tariffs for our goods. They won't be required to by the World Trade Organization rules as long as Jackson-Vanik is there. We will be at a major disadvantage compared to other countries. Over the years, we have waived the Jackson-Vanik legislation. That won't work anymore. I even ran into that legislation when I negotiated and signed a long-term grain agreement with the Soviet Union in 1984. We found a way around it then, but it wasn't easy. The Cold War is over, and Russia wants Jackson-Vanik off the books. China has been a member of the World Trade Organization for years, and now Russia will come aboard. But will we be an equal trading partner or not? With political fights going on in this town, I wonder if the Congress will call a truce long enough to do something that can mean thousands of jobs. I thought jobs were a priority. As the vice president of Amway said, if we don't get this done, we'll stick out like a sore thumb. All it does is hurt American companies. I ask you, tell your congressman to get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.